We've not proposed anything to Capitol Hill yet. We've got a bill. We're doing exactly what the president said we would do last month in Las Vegas, which is we're preparing. We're going to be ready. We have developed each of these proposals so we have them in a position so that we can succeed.
So what White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough goes on ABC's This Week over the weekend to say the Obama administration hasn't proposed anything on immigration reform? McDonough was out front to explain a leaked White House plan for a comprehensive immigration reform, a draft plan that was leaked to USA Today. It puts some 11 million undocumented immigrants on a path to citizenship after 8 years and a shorter pathway for the children of illegal immigrants. Not much enthusiasm from Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who also spoke on ABC's This Week.
I think people want a little different face on immigration, frankly. They don't want somebody who wants to round people up, put them in camps, and send them back to Mexico. Conservatives like myself have been for stepwise immigration reform if the border is secure, but I won't do it on a promise from President Obama. I think that's an empty promise.
Senator Paul's skepticism echoed the response from Florida's Senator Marco Rubio, who called the proposal dead on arrival. But has this leaked White House proposal even arrived yet? Joining us now, Fernando Pizarro, Washington Affairs correspondent for Univision. Fernando, welcome back.
Thank you, John. How are you?
So how I'm great. How can something be dead on arrival if it hasn't arrived yet?
Well, I think the White House is trying to push this issue a little forward. If this leak was intentional or not, we'll have to debate that at a later moment. But I think what's interesting about this this proposal from the White House is that it comes down to specifics. If we look at what the bipartisan group of eight senators proposed 3 weeks ago, was a nice document, very long document on principles, but nothing specific. This one mirrors the McCain-Kennedy bill from 2006, which was morphed into something else during the debate and ultimate failure in the spring and summer of 2007, which is what? To really come down with a timetable of visas. To be very specific, people would have to wait 4 years and then maybe get another visa for another four before they get a green card. Analyze who will be out of this if they're convicted, if they have certain crimes. What's interesting, too, is I feel it's very generous when it also would include people who are currently under federal detention for immigration violations, and people who are today under deportation proceedings, they may also be able to apply. So it's very specific. That is what's different from what the senators and maybe the House is supposedly working on, and they have not revealed their plans yet. Supposedly, the senators are working on a bill that would be drafted by March, but you know the deadline is approaching, sure, and we still haven't seen anything yet.
You know, it seems to me there's a good amount of fantasy here, though. They're talking about an 8-year timetable. They're also talking about undocumented immigrants would get their visas. The clock would start for them when all the legal immigration backlog is finished. And it takes routinely 16 years for a Mexican going through legal channels to get a visa. Where are they coming up with this 8-year timetable?
Well, the 2007 proposal also had a timetable of, if I remember correctly, I could be wrong in this, it was the 3-year visas and then renewable. So they've been trying to remember that one of the big things about immigration reform is always to get people who are going to be legalized at the back of this, you know, imaginary line that there is, you know, that nobody who's going to get a green card or be legalized who's been here unlawfully is going to get ahead of people who've been applying here legally. But as you mentioned, the problem with that is that there are some countries that have quotas. And when you are a Mexican citizen, for instance, or other countries with high levels of immigration to the United States, they face quotas before getting a green card. That's why a Mexican citizen has to wait so much longer to bring in a sister or to be brought in as a brother or something like that. So they're going to have to deal with the issue of quotas as well, which the senators talked about. But that's also tweaking and changing immigration law. So that is a problem. So when we talk about Senator Marco Rubio saying this is dead on arrival, is that because this proposal by the White House, and just like the McCain-Kennedy bill, creates a special path to citizenship. It would create a new visa for these people and give them this path of 4 years renewable to another four, and then they would have to go back to the usual wait for a green card, which for any regular immigrant, it's 5 years from the moment they start applying for it. Oh, I'm sorry, not for a green card, for citizenship, it's 5 years before they become a citizen after they get the green card. And the process to get a green card sometimes can be long.
political divisions between those following the rules and undocumented immigrants who are looking for a new set of rules for them. Fernando Pizarro, Washington affiliates correspondent for Univision. Fernando, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.